You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins. Today, I'm speaking with Sasha Vertunsky from the city of Asheville. Sasha, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
What is it that you do with the city of Asheville?
I am an urban planner with the city of Asheville, and I both review plans that are coming in for projects, but I also work on longer range planning for areas of the city.
Excellent. And so coming up soon, there is a South Slope visioning process that you are embarking on. Can you tell us about what that means?
Sure. The city council has directed us to look at the South Slope, and the South Slope is kind of a broader area. A lot of folks think of it as just Banks and Buxton and part of Cox Avenue, but we're really looking at it. It's the southern part of downtown, and it goes almost to the hospital. And we have an innovation district that's called the South Slope Extension District. And we really are interested in hearing from folks, both who work and live in that area, but also maybe come to that area, or maybe they live in a neighborhood around that area, and what's their thoughts about the vision of the future of that area.
It's interesting. The South Slope has seen a lot of change in the past few years. And so I'm curious to hear about some of the thinking behind choosing to start a visioning process now.
Yes, it's true. There has been a lot of change. There, you know, for years it was kind of this area that we knew eventually something would happen there. And it's been a great place for small businesses to start up and try their concepts there. And we've also got some residents living down there. But there's also still a lot of vacant land down in the South Slope and a lot of potential for the future. And we know that people are interested in investing in the South Slope. So we know that it's important for us to kind of be thinking about that before that happens. The Downtown Master Plan, which was adopted in 2009, did cover part of this area and had kind of basically said that the city should spend some time doing a small area plan, almost like a neighborhood plan for this area, to really think about what should happen. You know, there's some big parks on the edge, you know, Aston Park and McCormick Stadium, but we don't really have intentional public spaces within that South Slope area. And it's obviously the connection between our downtown core and the hospitals. So it's an important area, and a lot of folks are starting to visit it now.
Can you describe what this visioning process will look like?
Sure. So we basically, this Thursday, are kicking off the public process, and it's really just the beginning. So if people don't make that meeting on the 16th, it's totally fine. We've opened up a pop-up urban design studio on Cox Avenue. It's at 207 Cox Avenue in a building called the Refinery, where the Asheville Area Arts Council is. It's got a big blue mural on it, so it's pretty recognizable. And we are there every Thursday and Friday during the day, 10 to 5, and anyone can drop in during those hours, and we'll be having other events there. We're also doing an event on Saturday, December 9th from about 9 to 12, and that's a design workshop where we really get to roll out maps and people can draw, and we'll talk about how, you know, things people are concerned about, problems, good things, things they want to see happen, and those kinds of things. So that's happening December 9th, and then we will continue to schedule meetings through, you know, January and February. We want to hear especially from folks who use the area, but also neighborhoods that are on the edge of this area as well.
Can you paint us a little bit more of a picture of, like, if a resident goes to, or an Asheville citizen goes to one of these sessions or one of these events, what it will be like to be giving that kind of input?
We've got, I should have mentioned this before, we've got six themes of this vision plan. And those six themes, we'll be asking folks what they think about those areas. And those themes are multimodal transportation, you know, which includes bike, pedestrian, car transportation, strong local economy, a unique and inclusive sense of place, safety, and quality development and infrastructure. So those are the six kind of guiding themes. And so some folks will come with issues that they think are really important, and some folks may not really have specific issues that they care about, but will have questions to ask people what they think about specific those themes. Event, we will literally be drawing on maps about how do people use this district, where is it important that we make good pedestrian connections. We know we've got problems with connections to, say, McCormick Field. It's hard to cross Biltmore Avenue there. It can be pretty scary if you're a pedestrian, things like that. So we'll really be talking about people's everyday experience of the South Slope. We'll also be opening a survey on Open City Hall on the city webpage that's probably going up in about a week or 10 days, and that'll be up for a while for people to answer if they don't want to come to a meeting. If folks need more information, they can always go to ashvillenc.gov/South Slope, and that's kind of a shortcut to get to our homepage for this project. And on that page, you can find information about those themes, a map of the area. Our events are listed there, and my contact information is there as well.
Once you get all this information from the community, what will you do with it?
So a vision plan, our ultimate goal is to bring a plan to City Council for adoption. And once that plan gets adopted, then that basically directs staff to start implementing it and working. You know, sometimes it's not everything is for the staff to do. Sometimes we work in partnership with existing organizations or nonprofits to implement a plan. For example, we will be collecting a lot of information and public input on Cox Avenue and South Lexington Avenue. We've actually secured funding from the North Carolina Department of Transportation, NCDOT, to develop designs and construction documents for those streets into, people call them complete streets. So, you know, a street that accommodates bicycles and pedestrians as well as cars. So we actually have some money in the pipeline, but this process is going to help us gather a lot of public input for that.
And one more time, if people want to be part of this process or they want to learn more about it, where can they look?
Just go to our website at www.ashvillenc.gov/South Slope, all one word. And my contact information is there. And as well, near the bottom, you can subscribe to our mailing list with an email address, and we'll be sending out periodic information.
Is there anything else that you want to cover while we're speaking?
So in the South Slope, there is a project on Banks Avenue, Banks and Collier. And so this week, city crews are beginning to work on curb cuts to bring them for ADA compliance, you know, ramps and crossings such as that. And then December 1st, Banks and Collier, between Banks and Buxton, are going to start being repaved, which is a great, those streets need a lot of help. So that'll be a good project.
Well, Sasha, thank you so much for speaking with us today about this.
I hope
many of our listeners get involved with the process with the city and have their voices heard. And thank you for the work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much.